This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Time for the question of the day. What is the most incredible feat of athleticism that you've seen at a sporting event? Let us know on the 5-Out Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. This is inspired by Saquon Barkley just pulling something out of his keister that I could not imagine. The thing that, let's go ahead and give him the audio. Because yeah. I was like, first of all, I want you to hear how... The astonishment, the amazement that people that watch people do incredible things in the sports realm had in trying to describe what was happening on the radio call.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and jumps down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
I haven't either. That was like Matrix kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That was wild.
The backwards hurdle that was heard around the NFL world I'm sure you'll see on many of those montages that the NFL will put together for various purposes. And the thing for me was not just that he hurdled backwards, not just the audacity, but that's crazy, right, to do that in a real game. That was like the end of a combo, right? He's like, I'm using a spin move, and all right, I'm going to jump over you backwards, right? Just... The game is too easy for me, and I must make it more difficult by jumping over you backwards. Now, Saquon is insane athletically, and I imagine that if you're a New York Giants fan, that was one of those moments where you just wanted to cut off the TV, get under the blanket, maybe cry a little bit, and go to sleep.
You know all those videos we've seen over the years of him doing those squats? That's why. Yeah. that was the squats in action. Right. That was incredible, man. That was unbelievable. So what is yours?
All right. So the one that came to mind immediately for me, speaking of those kind of montages that the NFL did, and maybe I was stuck in the NFL vein because there's a lot of different sports where you have incredible athleticism that pops up. And shout out to the Twitch because Jay Clemmer got it without remembering exactly what it was. He said that tight end for the Bengals that did it, doing a front flip over the defensive back to get in the end zone. He was a wide receiver, and his name is Jerome Simpson. I'll never forget his name.
Yeah, I remember.
I will never forget his name because who the hell do you think you are, first of all? Like, running towards the end zone.
And then he did a pose.
Yeah. Yes, because he landed it as if he was in the Olympics.
He stuck the landing. He's a gymnast. Stuck the landing.
He did the vault in the Olympics. And then he stuck the landing, and you know he showed to the Russian judges, right? Like it was insane that you're going and someone's about to meet you at the pylon. Instead of thinking I'm gonna lower my shoulder and go through him, or I'm gonna stop him, in the moment he just goes, "How about a front flip?" And lands it right on the sideline, 2 feet on the paint, and then for good measure. Why hands? Yeah, let man. You know I stuck the landing. Just wild.
I didn't think of that one, but it's a great one. I thought of the other one you're going to say, so I'm not going to steal your thunder. But the first one that popped into my mind was Beast Mode. Beast Mode in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, that was power.
Beast Quake.
Speed. The Beast Quake, yes. Balance. I mean, just the most athletically freakish thing ever. And then another one that like immediately I thought of was had nothing to do with football. Well, it had something to do with football. Bo Jackson climbing the wall.
Yeah.
God almighty.
There's so many athletic catches that you can maybe like bring up.
He took four steps
up a wall.
On the wall.
He turned off gravity.
Remember that one, Figgy?
Yeah.
He's going, it goes all, it's like, what is going on here? How do you do that? That one for sure.
Absolutely. Fig, is there one that comes to mind for you?
Yeah, the one I thought about, it was actually a basketball one.
Mm-hmm.
It was LeBron James. I gotta say nothing else. But it was one play. I forgot who it was, but somebody tried to throw him an alley hoop, and they threw it way too high.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a J.R. Smith.
Yeah, this mofo still went up there and got it and slammed it. Like anybody else, it would have been out of bounds.
It's
like, it would have been a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, like his tippy finger, he got all the way up. Up there and slammed it down. I'm just like, man, that is incredible, man.
You know, the Texans have one. I'm not going to say it's in that category, but remember DeAndre Hopkins against the Cowboys with the three spins?
Yeah.
That he did.
I always love it when, like, one spin is just, it's utility.
Yeah.
Right? When folks are just like, I'm going to spin my way down the field. Two or three spins, always hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Especially when they're effective. Because after a couple of them, I'm like, I know you dizzy right now.
And then the other one was a college football one, and it was really, you could have picked any number of plays, but it was the one Reggie Bush against Fresno State.
Yeah.
Full speed down the sideline, like full speed, and then whoop, stops, goes to his right. Like it was video game stuff, and then scores, of course.
Some other ones that come to mind for me when I think of it, because with athleticism in football, sometimes we limit ourselves to what the nominally called skill positions,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of big dudes that I find wildly athletic, like how you got 300 pounds moving like that. That's insane to me. And one of those, y'all remember Larry Allen?
Man.
Troy Aikman throws an interception. And Larry Allen, he just walks down a man that he has no business walking down.
And it was kind of a meaningless touchdown in that game, wasn't it?
I believe so, but I'm not going to pretend like I recall. Like, I did not watch that live, I don't think.
Yeah.
But watching the video, I will run it back multiple times, because why are you doing that as an offensive tackle?
Yeah.
Why are you running down, I think, a linebacker?
Mm-hmm.
Just unbelievable stuff.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Another one that came to my mind, this was a couple years ago, but DK Metcalf running down Buda Baker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chase downs are fun.
Yeah, that one, to me, that's an all-timer right there, man. That should have been a touchdown. And eventually, they end up stopping them. So they never scored a touchdown.
I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, just good effort. He ran him down, man. Like
straight line speed, baby.
Yeah, that
he was way back.
That was like a cop running after a criminal, man. He was just on it. I'm like, oh, he ain't about to catch him.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, caught
him, man. Red-handed, man.
There's very few times where you get the opportunity to see just straight line speed in football.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why the 40 is so hilarious, because it's like it's wildly overrated. There's not a lot of instances where you're just going to get to see someone run straight line. But if there was ever a time where you got to do it, that was the dude that I want to see it.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf running in line, baby.
How about Vince Carter jumping over a 7-foot dude?
Yes. Yeah. The French cat.
Yeah.
In the Olympics. That was the third one that I had in mind as well.
That,
yes.
Right?
Yes. That was it. Vince
that
Carter.
That dude was every bit of 7 feet.
Absolutely clearing.
Whoop.
don't do that, pals. He said, ain't no real cops running that fast, Figgy.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're probably right, but I mean.
No, you might have that one. You might have one.
You seen that video, that one.
It was one that I think it was a black dude.
Yeah.
He jumped out the car. Man, he running like DK Metcalf, man.
Yeah.
Caught whoever it was.
Yeah.
Some other incredible feats of athleticism as we salute Saquon Barkley's backward hurdle that happened yesterday. 979 said has to be the height that Simone Biles reaches on her floor performances. Incredible.
No, that's facts,
100%.
Man. I seen that in this past Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm like, she got up that high off of flat ground?
Didn't they say it's like over 10 feet?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, it just looked like a glitch. It looked like a glitch in the Matrix, man. How she just got up that high?
Yeah.
Somebody
said,
don't forget Andre's touchdown running over and dragging Cardinals defenders into the end zone. That's always fun, too.
Yeah.
You just see a guy toting folks for multiple yards. Just like, hey, you want to be a backpack? I can make you a backpack. That's fine. Some other ones that came in. I do love these ones, which are like personal stories of you remember that legend that I saw at high school one time? 281 said watching Sam McGuffey at Sci Fair jump over a safety who was standing up and run four touchdowns.
He was an internet sensation there for a while with all his hurdles and everything else. No, that one, people remember that one. Yeah,
it's always some hood athletic dudes, man. Like the one I think about personally is Earl Boykins.
Yeah.
He was like 5'3", 5'5", played in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That dude had hops like crazy, man. Like I couldn't. He was the one reason that made me feel like I could get to the NBA. I'm like, somebody my height.
If he could do it,
I could do it. That was not true.
Yeah. But you had that hope for a moment.
Yeah, for a moment.
Earl Campbell smashing the Rams. Yep. Let's see. Nate Robinson dunk over Dwight Howard in the dunk contest. And someone said, scratch that. I'm a Rockets fan, but does anyone remember Kevin Johnson's dunk on Olajuwon?
Yes. That's on the list for sure. And then James Harrison's interception for 100 yards in the Super Bowl.
And of course, I'm going to give this person a little bit of credit here. They said, most amazing thing was once watch the Texans not give up a sack in a game.
All right.
Now we're just being mean.
Yeah, all right.
Now we're just being mean. It always comes back to that for us.
Oh, and Ken Caminiti throwing a guy out from a line down position. Yep. Seeing dudes throw from like places that they're throwing like 60 yards on a knee or just like, hey, I'm on my back and I'm just going to throw this.
Somebody did that.
Mahomes. Sideways. Remember that one?
The horizontal
completion.
Didn't CJ Stroud do that? I think he was like falling down and threw a long pass or something like that. It might have been last year. I can't remember.
We're so used to incredible play. We're like, one of those times he did something crazy.
Exactly.
Shaq breaking backboards, Tiger Woods winning the Open with a broken knee. A lot of incredible athleticism. It's one of the things that I come to sports for is just seeing people do amazing things. And you got another one of those yesterday with Saquon Barkley just deciding to, after spinning and juking folks, he's like, why don't I add a backwards hurdle?
I was going
to
say that. What was that, Gary Wilson?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
How could you forget?
Man.
Just a one-hand grab where he gets his shin down.
Made a Michael Jordan sign.
Yeah.
Hell, Beckham.
Odell Beckham, with the one-handed, three-finger grab.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk more about the weekend that was in the NFL. We'll go around the NFL next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.